Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, as well as to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody out there working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, thanks so very much for keeping our highways rolling along. And by the way, the over-the-road truck drivers out there, the semi-drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, thanks for the great job you do. Also, our bulk mail haulers out there, had lunch with one of them yesterday at Mission Barbecue at West Waters. Thanks for the job you guys do. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel to the gas stations. Thanks very much for what you do, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're also on Truth Social. That's Donald Trump's website, social website. We're over there. And we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com on the website. Check it out. I'm sure you're going to like what you see there. All righty. Well, on the telephone line from California, where it's probably a balmy 85 degrees and the beach water is just warm as can be, just guessing, we've got the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Well, thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Yay. Okay, they're going to go back in because it's a balmy 81 degrees here right now.
Wow. Well, we've got 60 degrees, maybe a high of 73 tomorrow for Southern California.
73?
Yep.
What happened?
I don't know. It's been a little cooler lately.
You want some heat?
I'll take the cool for now, but thanks.
Want some heat? Come on over here.
That's right.
Yeah, because it'll be up near 90 again. But anyway, we got a lot to talk about tonight, and we're going to get started with the pledge. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic. For which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And the reason I come back and emphasize the words under God is because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian practices. And that's why we mention that. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right. Yes.
All right. Well, you've heard me talk about this before. Whenever there's an incident involving children and first responders, it just tears at you when you see children that are killed or maimed or blown apart or whatever. And apparently now in Uvalde, Texas, the death toll with the children is at 19. Two adults have been added to it as well. That's a total of 21 that we know of at the moment. That I don't know if that total will go higher or not, but what a horrible day it was yesterday in Uvalde, Texas, at that school where this guy came in and shot the school up.
The That's right. The shooter, we understand, Captain, was killed by law enforcement on the scene.
Yep.
He evidently came from San Antonio to go to Uvalde, and he crashed outside of this school, which actually alerted nearby observers, and they called 911. But of course, we know that he ran into the school and then began his rampage.
Now, this all started with him having some sort of disturbance with his grandmother and killing her.
That's true. According to the reports, before he went there, he visited his grandmother and then killed her. Exactly. This is terrible.
Yeah, so we don't know exactly where all this is going to go, but we do know that he then proceeded to head to the town, and I don't know if he had this school scoped out or what the deal was. I guess we'll never know because he's dead. But he managed to go in there, and away he went, and just started to shoot, and thank goodness there was plenty of law enforcement in the area because it wasn't that far away from the border, so and not very far away from San Antonio either. So they were well supplied with police officers in the area, and this tactical team that the Border Patrol had went into the building while the regular armed uniformed police officers were engaged with him on the outside, the other side of the building. He had barricaded himself in an area, and one of the sharpshooters took him out.
That's right. And, of course, Uvalde, there's about 16,000 people who live in Uvalde. They're about 75 miles from the border with Mexico. We understand that the school there has an enrollment of just about 600 students. But Captain, on a day like today, parents especially, people just can't fathom what has gone on. But what will happen, because the shooter is now dead, they'll continue a forensic investigation psychologically as well. Because we also understand, Captain, evidently the shooter was involved in some kind of social media, and there were rumblings that an attack could be imminent, that he was talking about. So they will start to try to figure out where this person was mentally and how he arrived at this place. Just a terrible day.
Right. And it's my understanding there was some sort of presence on Facebook where he had been talking about this openly on Facebook. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Wednesday morning. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. I believe I will. We'll be right back to Kyle in a minute. Now, as you know, our friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their life. Now, he didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow either. Now, Mike has done it again by introducing his My Slippers. And I had my My Slippers on yesterday because I had to go to the doctor. And when I got back home from the doctor, I needed to get my feet relaxed a little bit because he'd given me a shot to take the swelling back down in both of my feet, not my legs, feet. And so I kind of sat there for maybe 30 minutes and let the shot take effect, and the way it went. But anyway, for a limited time, you'll be able to save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. Yep, you heard me right. You'll be able to save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. Now, I got a new pair that I got, the slip into, if you will, and I really like them. I also like the other ones I've got, like they're like moccasins. But this blowout sale of the year won't last that long, and it's going to stop one of these days, so you need to order now or forget your, you know, forget the fact that I told you about it. Now, Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers, the My Slippers, and they're designed to wear indoors or outdoors all day long. They're made with a MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And they've also got some great leather soles on them if that's what you want. Or you can get the sneaker-type soles, the soles too, if you'd like. It's all made, of course, with the quality leather suede that comes with the MyPillow sleepers. Now, you can give them a call at 800-641-5459 and then use the promo code CAPTAIN to order your product. Or you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square and use the promo code CAPTAIN. Or you can go to MyPillow.com and you can click the promo code CAPTAIN on anything that's there that you see. It'll get you an immediate discount. So there you go. So MyPillow.com, the promo code is CAPTAIN, or give them a call at 800-641-5459. All right, back to Kyle Warren, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, it should be noted that we didn't quite finish what we were talking about with the situation in Uvalde yesterday. So what did you want to add to it before I add what I'm going to?
Well, of course, obviously, people ask questions. How are these things possible? You know, we're going to hear, we have heard from the president, President Biden, talking about wanting to go against the, quote, gun lobby, more gun control laws, et cetera, et cetera. But, Captain, isn't the central question here, in the world in which we live, if this is a practical issue, insofar as that we have these crazy people that will go in and do these things, where are the guards stationed at the schools? I mean, why isn't there a national program that would allow for that in order to stop people? Because these are soft targets and they're going to continue to be. I hate to say, but the gunmen go where they know they're not going to get a lot of resistance.
All right. I'm going to do what I did before when we had another one of these. We had when we had the shooting in Connecticut, I said the same thing I'm going to say now. When we had the shooting down in Miami, I said the same thing that I'm about to say now. We need to make one entrance in and out of the school. One entrance in and out of the school. Now, not the side door, not the back door, but the front door to where you can see what's going on. And we need to arm anyone that's an adult, teacher, janitor, whatever, with a concealed weapon, make sure that they know how to use it in case something happens where somebody shoots their way through the door, like this guy here, went down to the side of the building and shot his way in through the side door. You know that, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, because we saw the video of it, as a matter of fact. We saw the video of it, and that's how he got into the school. But if you have one-way doors to where the other doors can only be opened from the inside out, that's the fire escape that they would be okay to do that with. If you have that and you have one door that egresses in and out, it's a lot easier to control who comes in and who doesn't come in.
Well, certainly, certainly. There's always been some resistance against arming, quote-unquote, arming teachers. But, Captain, I think you're going to find more and more
people willing to say. The time
has come. That's right. Yeah, more and more people will be willing to say, what can I do? Because everyone at the school is a target. And you don't know where the next attack is coming from. But because of the world that we live in, we have to be prepared.
Right, and because of the shooting down in Miami a few years ago, we have teachers that were trained, teachers that are armed, they carry concealed. Nobody knows they have a weapon. Even some of the people in the school don't know they have a weapon because they've been trained to be there. The police know who they are, and that's the nature of the animal. All right, we've got a caller on the line. Let's go over there. It's Mike in Clearwater. So, Mr. Mike, what's on your mind?
Hey, Captain. How you doing, Kyle? You know, I can just see it now. The president already went up there. Now, I do agree that what happened is awful and it does need to stop. But the gun is not what killed these people. The person that had the gun killed the people, right? So for the president to go up there, we have to go against the gun lobby and we have to get these guns off the street.
Yep.
Well, President Biden, I got news for you. Somebody wants a gun bad enough, legally, illegally, they're going to get a hold of one.
That's right.
That's number one. And number two, the places that have the strictest laws regarding, you know, weapons, Chicago, New York, don't they have some of the highest rates of gun violence?
They do.
So it's stupid. The gun, remember this, folks, a gun is harmless. You put the gun on the table, it's not going to hurt nobody. The gun only becomes harm when it's in the wrong hands. And I hate to say it, but you can outlaw it, legislate it, do whatever you want. Somebody who's mentally ill or otherwise wants to get a hold of a gun bad enough, they're going to find a way to do it. And most likely they will get a hold of one. So what do you have to say, Kyle? Thank you so much.
All right. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, I appreciate what Mike is saying very much. And let's just say that tomorrow, if you could magically legislate all guns, that no one could ever own, could ever buy a gun again, there are still so many guns out in circulation, legal and illegal at this point, and what Mike is saying is exactly right. You know, you'd still have people finding ways to acquire these weapons. So you have to deal with the threat from a practical standpoint. At some point, yes, hopefully we clean up the streets, we get rid of the illegal guns, and all these things, we're always working towards that. But we have to protect the children. Joe Biden is outraged about the gun lobby and all this kind of stuff, but the American people are outraged that the children are not being protected as they should because of the resistance to the very idea that you'd have armed people at the school who are the good guys.
And if you remember what happened down there in Miami with the school resource officer was actually there on duty and heard the shots and came up to the door, and instead of going in to engage the shooter or find out where he was, he stood outside the door. Remember that deputy did that?
I remember, yes.
Yeah. That's not going to work either. You need people that are going to do what they need to do to get the job done. And if you have to put your life on the line to save a bunch of kids, then that's what you have to do. And that would be no problem for me, no problem for you, probably no problem for two-thirds or three-quarters of our audience. But some of these people, they panic. You don't know what you're going to do when gunfire starts going off until it happens. You don't know what you're going to do.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Yep. But the children absolutely need protection.
Yep. And some of us, you know, people that have either been in the military or in the police department, or maybe you've been security and you've been to firing ranges and you've qualified, you're certified, whatever, they're the ones that need to have the weapons. And if you don't feel comfortable with a weapon and you're a school teacher, then don't get one. But they need to have people armed in the schools, and they need to limit the access to the school to one way in and one way out, except for the fire escapes, which would always be a way to get out.
Right. Well, this is what it's driving towards. Otherwise, you just have too many variables, as it were.
True. Very true. All right. And, folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about the election, because we did have an election tonight. Georgia was the big state that a lot of people talked about, but we had Arkansas, we had Alabama, we had other states going in there. Texas, by the way, was involved as well. And we'll give you some of the results that we got here live and in living color. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch moves along. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden addressed the nation Tuesday night after at least 18 students and three adults lost their lives at a Texas elementary school earlier in the day.
Scripture says the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. So many crushed spirits. So tonight, I ask the nation to pray for them. Give the parents and siblings the strength in the darkness they feel right now.
A teenage gunman ran onto the grounds of an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, while fleeing police Tuesday afternoon. The suspected gunman is dead. Meanwhile, U.S. Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut begged his colleagues on Tuesday to pass legislation that targets gun violence. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
America, the Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. By the way, Saturday, I'll be up in Newport Richey at Moss Nissan's flagship store at 19 and 54, right there on the corner. Look for the great big, huge American flag. I'll be there from noon to 3. We're going to have the game truck there with all the different games that they have. Of course, it's Tailgate Pro Entertainment. Their website, of course, tailgateproentertainment.com. Stop by, get some free food, play some of the games. Going to have some prizes there. And, of course, we'll have the lovely dancing girls. No, I'm just kidding. Well, we'll have some girls there, I'm sure. Some of the sales girls and whatnot get a chance to see our friends and come on up and meet Dave Moss Jr. and see what they can do for you. You might wind up with a vehicle that you really, really, really can't say no to. How about that? All right. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Don't forget, Relief Factor is part of my daily routine. I take the capsules in the little packet every day. I start out my day that way, and I always start out, of course, with food, with the packet, because that's what you're supposed to do. And I took it again yesterday because of the swelling in both of my feet yesterday. Both of my feet. Not just one foot. It was both of them. And in about 30 minutes, the swelling went down. How about that? Because of what I took. Now, the Relief Factor has got four different ingredients in it, which helps to eliminate the inflammation and the swelling you've got and the pain that you might be in. It's turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that comes with it. That's all in it, which makes it 100% drug-free. That's another great benefit. Don't need to worry about getting a buzz or something like that, because this is drug-free. Now, it's also 100% botanical and fish oil product, which is made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It's like taking a vitamin pill for your muscles and your tendons and your ligaments, because it helps you motor around a little better. How about that? So check them out by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Check them out. See what they can do for you with the $19.95 3-week quick start is all it costs to begin with. And, Kyle, what do we always say about Relief Factor?
All you have to lose is pain.
You bet. You bet. All right. Yeah, absolutely. Now, we're going to get into some election coverage here. Georgia, Herschel Walker, the former football player, turned politician, very easily won his primary race in Georgia. I wasn't surprised with the results. Were you?
No.
And then we had the governor's race, where we had Mr. Perdue going against the current governor, Kemp. And Donald Trump had endorsed Perdue, and that did not work. Did not work. So as a result, Mr. Perdue says, well, we have to work together and get Mr. Kemp elected governor again, and he was going to do what he could to help him become the governor for the second time.
Well, that's right, and that's a case where the Trump endorsement did not seem to have the desired effect. But over in Texas, Ken Paxton, who was Trump endorsed, he won over the Texas AG primary against George P. Bush, who's currently the Texas Land Commissioner.
Well, my good friend Mark Walters from Northern American Radio, who lives in Georgia. He and I have been talking back and forth about this election, and he was talking about the Bible Belt, and he told me, he says, you never bet against the Bible Belt, and the support that put Mr. Kemp over the top, he got like, what do you get, 70-some-odd percent of the vote?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. And by the way, over in Texas, we had George P. Bush running against Ken Paxton for the attorney general's position there in Texas. And Ken Paxton got 65% of the vote to George Bush's 34% winner, Paxton.
Well, that's right. There's also another side note to this as well. This means this is the last Bush family member who's in elected office right now and soon will no longer be in elected office because he lost his primary.
Well, he won't be going anywhere anytime soon. He'll come back and run again, want to bet?
Well, of course he will. Absolutely.
Yeah, for something. He'll run for something. Because he's got the name, he's got the personality, and he's been on the Railroad Commission as one of the commissioners, and he's done a good job there. He actually has done a good job on the Railroad Commission.
That's true, yeah.
All right. Now, we also need to talk about Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Yep.
She won the nomination, the primary, for governor in Arkansas.
That's right. That's right. So, you know, it's very interesting. You know, a lot of people have been watching Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and this is obviously something that, you know, she's, I think, very well suited for, and we'll see how it goes.
Now, moving over to Texas, the congressman who has a border district, Henry Cuellar, is apparently right now leading in his race, and no one's been called the winner yet, but he's up by, I guess, by about 300 votes right now, and they're still counting.
Right.
So what do you think about that one?
Well, obviously, hopefully they'll have some result sooner than later. The people are just getting tired of these kinds of things dragging out for so long, and then lawsuits and this kind of stuff, so we'll see.
Yeah, well, those races in Texas, most of them were clearly, I'm running against you, and do they like me better than they like you?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So there you go.
And Texas is a different cat anyway when it comes to the votes and all that. And then, of course, let's see here. We had one other, well, actually, there was more than one race. We had several races that are going to go to a recount, a revote, because of the fact that they didn't get the magic 50% threshold. And I think Texas was one of the states. I think Georgia was one of the states. I'm pretty sure Arkansas, you had to get 50% of the vote. If you didn't, then your election was held over again.
Right, and of course, but I think the general thrust, though, is I think we've seen a lot of voter enthusiasm as we start up with these primaries. I think people are looking towards what they want to be able to do in November, and so I think we're going to see some records being broken.
Voter enthusiasm, huh?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think people look around, they see what's happening, and whether or not it's a primary where you're sort of running against someone who's pretty much of your same basic, you know, philosophical structure, but still, I think people are engaged, perhaps as they haven't been for quite some time, because of what they've seen happen, not only nationally, but also in their own local areas.
Okay, I'll go with that. Very good. Now, coming up, folks, in just, about another minute and a half or thereabouts after our break and whatnot, and we have a couple of spots in here to help pay your bills, we're going to be going over to the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, number one. Now, we dodged a bullet again yesterday, so far anyway, but for those of us in the Deep South, we do have some storms coming our way, and if you're out there on I-10 and you're headed west towards El Paso, and you're coming out of Houston, that lightning you see in the distance, that's a real deal. So be careful, right?
Exactly right.
Yep. They're going to run into some weather going that way. But we'll tell you all about that, too, so you don't need to worry about it. And if you haven't been listening, the death toll at Uvalde, Texas, is now 19 children killed. And two adults in the Texas school shooting.
Exactly. We don't have any other information as to what we might expect, but obviously I think we've seen this number climbing, and that means I think if people were taken to the hospital, the children who were taken there. So hopefully we won't see any more uptick in those numbers.
By the way, I don't know what the temperature was yesterday over there in Texas where the shooting was in Uvalde. But I just noticed they showed the kid going in the back door again. And yeah. He was wearing a hoodie. He was wearing what looked like a black hoodie.
Yes.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Kathy is going to take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk. Come on now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full spectrum and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
It was Labor Day weekend, I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline. And I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket. Started right then and there. Oh, say the sky made a perfect sunset, and that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue sweet on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line of red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. Now, hard don't forget something like that. It was 5 years later on a southbound plane. I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw.
is Tim McGraw, and that's A Blast from the Past, and that's always a cute song to play. Kyle, Heart Don't Forget.
I like it. That is a cool song.
Yeah, yeah, and that was one of his more popular songs, working his way up to the top there. I'm not sure if he had recorded that when he was with Faith Hill or not. It might have been before Faith Hill, before he got married.
Very possible. I just don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to read the little weather statement here and then turn it over to you. Now, we do have some weather out there tonight, folks, and it's pretty much following I-10 and I-20 coming east across Texas. We've had some severe thunderstorms, and with this, we could have the potential for tornadoes. I'm going to read the statement, and then Kyle will take it from there. A slow-moving and large storm system will produce widespread strong to severe thunderstorms and heavy rainfall with possible flooding from the Midwest and the Ohio Valley to the southern United States into late week. Now, record-breaking heat is also possible out there in Central California. I can see that right now. You got some scorching temperatures out there by you, so take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, in Southern California, tomorrow in my area, it looks like we might have a high of about 73 degrees, but that is not the case in the California Central Valley, starting about Bakersfield. So if you're heading up California 99, heading up towards Fresno, on up towards the Sacramento area on Interstate 5, for example, you're going to be in a heat advisory. And this means that we're looking at temperatures in the 90s here at midweek, but as we get into the later part of the week, we're going to have triple digits, according to the forecast, and that's still going to go up a little bit north of Sacramento, all the way up towards Redding, in terms of the hot temperatures that we're going to continue to see out through the rest of the week. So be aware of that, because when it gets hot, it gets really hot. So be careful of that. We do have a couple of freeze warnings to tell you about. We'll head over to Denver, but this is going to be east of Denver along I-70 near Glenwood Springs. We do have a freeze warning going on there along I-70. So if you're in the Eagle area or Glenwood Springs, and then north of there, Steamboat Springs, you've also got a freeze warning. So be aware of that kind of weather. And then also in the area of Reno, and then heading on up towards Susanville in Northern California, and a little bit out I-80, out towards Winnemucca, you've definitely got a special weather statement that's also going to stretch down towards Mammoth Lakes in California. And what it's going to be is we're going to have some wind gusts as we go through the week, but then also potential for thunderstorms and showers and thunderstorms starting on Wednesday, possibly all the way through the weekend. And these storms could also bring with it lightning and erratic winds. So if you have a high-profile vehicle and so forth, you'll want to be aware of that. So if you're in that area, I-80, as we move through the rest of the week into the weekend, be aware you could be running into some bad weather. So be careful out there.
Okay, we've got an area of rain coming out of Dallas-Fort Worth over to the east and to the northeast, going up into Arkansas and going over into Louisiana, and it's it covers a pretty wide area there. Also, you'll find it along I-20 if you're coming out of Texas going over towards Louisiana and east. But this line of storms right now is just a little bit west of Houston, not by much, but it's moving slowly to the east. And San Antonio, you're in the area right now. You might be getting some thunder and lightning. And down along the Gulf, you've got some rough weather with the waves and whatnot down there from Houston all the way down towards the bottom, down in the valley. So be advised of that. And this weather is going to continue to move to the east-northeast today. You've also got rain in the central part of Oklahoma tonight, coming down I-35, if you will. And it will bring you over to the western part of Texas, about halfway between Dallas and Amarillo, going if you're going that way. And we've also got some rain conditions and possibly even some flooding going on in the central part of Kansas, going up I-35 about 40-50 miles inland from Oklahoma right now. And then the southwest corner of Missouri, to include Joplin and Springfield for sure, You've got some rain in there, and it looks like some flooding in some of the areas over that way. We still got the flooding way up there in Minnesota, Duluth West, right up along the border. So be advised of that. And then we've got some fog tonight up, of all places, in the upper peninsula of Michigan, right up there just before you get to the Canadian border. So be advised of that. Got a little bit of fog on the East Coast tonight over in the Chesapeake Bay. Got some patchy fog coming on down towards the Carolinas. And then we've got another area where we've got some weather that could be a problem later on, from about Crestview, Florida, all the way across to New Orleans. And that is, again, moving to the east, and there appears to be possibly a thunderstorm or two in that weather, too. So, Kyle, tell us about the pilot and Flying J.
Well, Captain, we know that our trucker friends know that as we approach Memorial Day, that means they're going to start seeing a lot more people out on the road with them across the highways and byways. And the good people at Pilot and Flying J, by the way, you can find them at pilotflyingj.com. They are celebrating National Road Trip Day, which is traditionally the Friday before Memorial Day. And in celebration of that, they're giving away $50,000 in gift cards to help 100 road trippers fuel up and conquer their summer travels. Just go to pilotflyingj.com to enter the giveaway. Of course, there may be terms and restrictions that might apply, but go there right now and you can enter to win. Also, don't forget, join the Drivers Club, the rewards program at Pilot Flying J. You're going to get great deals and great offers on things. You're also going to be able to get points for everything that you buy at the Pilot and Flying J travel centers. And for the month of May and June, they are pushing the points. That means instead of being able to earn up to 4 points per gallon on your rewards app, you're going to be able to earn up to 5 points per gallon. When you activate Push for Points in the app, simply go to Pilot Flying J.
Wow, that's some good stuff right there, I'll tell you. So appreciate that, and make sure you stop there. By the way, car, you got a car? No problem. You can still get the Drivers Club points and get one of the cards, too. I've got one.
That's right. Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah, there's so many ways to save and earn points.
Yep. And, of course, folks, we're going to be coming back after the top of our news here. And when we do, lots more for you to consider for your listening enjoyment tonight here on the Captain's America Third Watch with Kyle Warren and myself. And I'll be
right back. This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.